Blog Talk Radio.
Do your thing. So then the little family come back, treats his
say that I need $2.
What? Bruh.
I said, bruh, I just gave you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him too. I love him too. I love him to death, you know. But, son, come on, man. Why are you trying to take all of Dad's change? Because then I say, go in your room, look around. I guarantee you'll find it. Guess what, Tree?
Right.
The little Bama ain't coming back. Yeah. You know how I know he found it? Because he didn't come back in my room and say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows. I'm done with you. I don't need you anymore. I'm done with you, boy.
I know. That's right.
I remember a time when that little dude hung on to Dad's every word, and everywhere Dad was, he had to. Not wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be there. He, you know, hey. But, hey, 17 now, you know, what can I say?
Ooh.
What can I say?
17.
Yeah. 17. One more year, I'm free and clear. One more year, I'm free and clear. Hey, I rap right there.
You ain't gonna never be free and clear. I'm just gonna tell you like that. You ain't gonna never be free and clear.
Why not? Well, that's true.
Listen,
that's true.
You ain't gonna never be free and clear.
Okay, legally free and clear, but
you'll be clear, but
you
ain't gonna never be free. Okay,
yeah,
you'll be clear, but you ain't gonna never be free.
Me being the salt that I am with my kids, you know.
There you go.
You know, Keela hit me the other day. Zuri and I wants to go and get our nails done. And that's the kicker right there. Whenever she say my granddaughter's name first,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Zuri and I were wondering if, I said, well, how much of the
cost? She just came online,
she
said her name.
Hey, Keela. That's Bad Daddy's baby right there. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But look, she say, Daddy's going to be about $80. I said, for both of y'all? what kind of nails are they doing? She said, Daddy.
I know that's
on,
right.
Dad. Yeah. Hey, apparently, that's what it costs. Because. Reese came in here. I said something to Reese about it. Reese looked at me like, for real, you just going to be a cheap father like that. And I'm like, yeah, how do I keep getting called names just because I don't know? You know what I mean? I don't know. I've never gone to a nail salon and got my nails done, ever. The only reason I know how much it costs for Emmanuel's hair, because I pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I would not know. I wouldn't know at all. So, yeah, you know, don't charge it to Daddy's heart, you know. Charge it to his head. The Daddy kind of cheap.
To the head.
But, my kids get whatever they want when they want it. Just as simple as. And kids, don't call me. Now that you heard that, don't call me. Yeah, I know she is. Because she's sitting there plotting. But she got a baby shower coming up. And I'm telling you right now, Keela, I asked my baby, what did she want? What did she need? She said diapers. So
yep.
I'm going to go to the store. And the first year of diapers is going to be all pop-pop. You understand what I'm talking about? And she broke it down. I think it was don't get loves, get Pampers, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mixing
that's
them
good,
up. Okay.
That's a good brand.
Okay.
Pampers
that's a good
and
brand.
Huggies and loves good, too. But a lot of people, you know, kind of iffy with loves. But loves good, too. But Love
no.
Pampers. Some people doing the Honest Pampers right now, but they real expensive.
Nah, I ain't doing no real expensive Pampers just so she can poop and
they
be
don't
done
keep
with
on
it.
That
nah.
long anyway.
Yeah, true that. and you know, I must say, honestly, though, all jokes aside, I love being a grandfather. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. That little girl say two words, pop, pop, and it's whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Whatever she wants. Pop, pop. And look, and it don't make no sense to tell her, well, Pop Pop only got this, Zuri. I can't do that, Zuri. Because she'll look at me with that little innocent, why can't Pop
yeah.
Pop help me face? And then I'm feeling
yeah.
her. You understand me? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody told me that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You good.
We had a little incident with my oldest granddaughter. Like, somebody was bothering her at school. I was, honey, trying to get my shoes. I couldn't get my shoes on fast enough. And the school wasn't even open. I was trying to get my shoes on. And I was like, what happened? Wait a minute, what? What's going on?
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
I don't play about my
kids. At all. Okay.
I play a whole
story.
Lot of games.
I got a story about me and Keela, but I'm going to wait until we off air. There's no need to incriminate myself or my baby girl.
I know that's
but,
right.
Yeah, I got a story to tell you about that. But anyway.
I know that's right.
Anyway, Keela, I'm looking forward to the baby shower, baby. I'm looking forward to the baby shower. And
let me
know what, real quick. You know what, real quick, huh? I'm mad at DJ because this time that I made my daughter a copy machine, the baby ain't even here yet, Tree. The baby ain't even here yet. The sonogram look like him. The baby looks like she's saying in the womb, well, I'm trying to tell you.
I don't have none of the issues because all my grandkids look like me.
Okay. You lucky.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang. And look, and then I told Keela, I said, you ain't finished yet. I still want a grandson. She say, man, better have because I'm done. She said, I am done, Dad.
Shop is closed, honey.
No, it can't be. No, DJ want to stop.
Well, she's still young.
Look,
she might change her mind.
This is Tequila. You have a boy, I guarantee he's going to look like you. I guarantee you that. All the girls going to look like the father. The little boy is going to look like you. Remember that.
Yeah.
Your partner said it. On Kale's Corner, Tuesday, 5:12. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I'm kidding. All right, y'all. Our kids all depends on who they with. That's who they look like. Like, cause when they with me, they look like me. When they with Tane, they look like him. So it all depends, you know. they do. So.
Well, what if they with both of y'all?
Then they be like, oh, they look just like him. They always pick Tane. Oh. Oh, they look just like, I'm talking about the kids, not the grandkids, our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they look just like Tane. They look just like him. But the youngest one, you know, he looks, I mean, I don't care if he with me or Tane, he looks like me.
Mm.
He looks exactly like me. Like, we could be twins. He looks exactly like me.
All I'm going to say is Tane is the only other male. Not to say anything about the other people on the show of the relationship.
Your phone going up, bro.
That man being a grandfather. Do you hear me?
He takes pride.
Father. So, I know that. And they love him. They love him to death. They love both y'all. I see
no, they don't. No, they don't. Well, listen, I be jealous sometimes only because when they come to the house, I could be standing right at the door. Like, the first person they see is me. But if he's standing behind me, it's Pop-Pop! Pop-Pop!
Because they know pop somewhere. Ice cream sandwiches, potato chips, peanut butter jelly.
Anything.
Yes. Pop's going to be sure.
Oh, let me tell you what Keila said. Keila said, it's a no for me. Get somebody else to do it. Laugh out loud.
She already said that to me. Hey, I'm not accepting it. No, I want a grandson. Yeah, hear it down, come out. I want a little boy.
You might have to wait for
DJ want
man.
A little boy.
You might have to wait for that man.
Yeah, I may have to. I may have to because baby girl look miserable, y'all. Baby girl look like,
uh-huh.
I am so
she
tired of
this. She's tired.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she said, you already got a dog. You can get a dog.
Oh, my goodness. And he a boy. But still.
And he a boy.
But,
I love it.
Oh, grandson. I want a little grandson. All right, y'all. Let's not do that. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. But I'm a little bit sorry.
No, we not.
On this episode of Kill's Corner, we will discuss the seven-round thriller. The seven-round thriller, y'all, that was this weekend. Javonte Davis and Ryan Garcia fight. Great, great fight. That's all I'm going to say about that. We will also discuss the position of the teams, both East and West, of the NBA playoff. Which series seems to be over to you guys? I want to know that. Which one of these series do you guys think is closed the door? Except for the Philly, New Jersey Nets. We know that's over. That's done, you know. And you know what, y'all? I had to go back and type this in because this news didn't hit me until after I called myself being smart trees and doing the write-up for the show early. And right as soon as I said create show, I'm looking at the TV. Aaron Rodgers has been traded to the Jets.
Now, okay.
We're gonna take a look at this trade. And I want to know who y'all think received the short end of the stick, in your opinion. I know what I think. I think I know what Lady T thinks, but I want to know what you guys think. That we're going to go over was given up and received by both teams, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll also take a look, Kale's Corner style, at the mock draft for the Washington football team. It's our turn, baby. It's our turn. Listen, you guys can join Lady T and the online corner crew, my buddy, Davis Ford, Aaron, and all the rest are on Facebook Live. Keila, yes, how did I get my baby? Keila, my Kiki Boo, Keila Boo, hi. You know, threw me off again. I'm thinking about when she was a little baby girl and I used to say, keep looking at me and blink them eyes, and I'm, boy, heart melting. Okay. But, on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, you can join on the crew. But you can also join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all of our live in-studio guests. That's right, at 5-7 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday, the good Lord give us the opportunity. We're going to be right here. Because guess what? Kale's Corner is where keeping it real is our only real. Know what I'm talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about. Yes. So, yes, let's do this. Quick commercial break. 563-999-3782. 563 999-3782. Hey, y'all in for some talk today. I need some water, man. I was dry to move.
I got mine.
Hey, that's what they was telling to Ryan Garcia in the seventh round. Because, man, and a fighter does exactly what he says he's going to do. Now, he didn't do it in the round that he said he would do it, but he did it 2 rounds later. Because Gervonta Davis said, come the fifth round, he was going to knock Garcia out. And he didn't do it till the seventh round, which I'm not upset about. I'm not upset about it at
right.
all. But it kind of fascinated me that Gervonta Davis knocked out Ryan Garcia with a punch that Garcia said he was going to knock Davis out with. And
right.
to see Gervonta totally switch his style up. I'm telling you, Trees, I was in here yelling, I ain't never seen him fight that low, that crouched down and that closed off. And what that did, that had Garcia still trying to throw his left hook, but it over Davis' head. It was missing him. And in the second round, one of those fists turned into Davis' flush punch on the nose and put Garcia on his YouTube. And think about that, that was so funny. All before that punch came through, Garcia was stalking. He was hunting Davis down. Oh. Davis caught that Bama with
Where your phone gone out?
Bam, can you hear me now? Can you
Say
hear
again.
Me now?
I can barely hear
I
you,
said,
but I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with this thing. But Davis caught Garcia with that to the nose punch, and Garcia's whole fight plan changed. He wasn't stalking no more. He wasn't, you know, trying to be the aggressive. He looked like he wanted to be part of the Davis after that.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna say my part. Try to fix your phone, because it's like every other word. But that Ryan Garcia fight, like Kel was trying to say just now, man, he hunted, I mean, like, it was like, oh, Ryan Garcia really, they was wrestling at first. I don't know what was going on in the beginning. I guess they were trying to fill each other out. Bro, whenever you fix it, just jump on in. Just come on back in. Jump, cut me off, jump in. It's cool.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. I can hear you now. I can hear you.
No, we're saying the same thing. In the beginning of
okay.
the fight, it was dancing. They were feeling each other out. You know, guys were kind of cautious those tanks causes not to stand too far to be in the path of that Godzilla. So they shall they show a lot of respect for one another of the fight. Come there after Tank Garcia canvas, Ukraine changed. Everything that they had trained him to do without the door. Completely.
Without the door.
Yes. And truth.
We can't hear nothing, bro. So listen, everything Ryan Garcia was trained to do, I think that's what Kale is trying to say, everything that he was trained to do after he got knocked down in that first round, he was still feeling the effects of that throughout the fight. So everything he was trained to do, it went out the window. He just went in survival mode at the moment. He was just in survival. The rest of them rounds, he was just trying to survive. And then I think that dehydration caused in there for him. He couldn't gain that extra weight. He couldn't, you know, he wasn't at his normal weight. So it made it hard. It looked to me like it made it hard for him to have a regular fight, like he fight regular. You know what I mean? And then when he got knocked down, he thought it was going to be like when he got knocked down in his previous fight, the dude knocked him down and he got back up and he went on to win the fight. But that wasn't the case in this one. Ryan Garcia got knocked down and then he got knocked out in the seventh round. So I don't understand, you know, what really happened, why his camp wasn't really, you know, telling him what to do. Because I would have been telling him, like hold that whatever plan that they had coming in, they should have stayed with that plan to come in with that same plan. They was trying to switch it up and do all kind of this and do that. They was trying to new things. The fight looked, Mom Betty said the fight looked fake. He was barely hit. Mom, he got hit. It wasn't that he got barely hit. He got hit in the liver. If you try getting hit in your liver with a body shot, you know, you going down. Like the average person would have went down when he got hit, not later on. Like he was trying to get himself together. That's why he was backing up, like the way he was backing up. He kept backing up and backing up. Yeah, Eric, hydration is very important. So that's
very,
why I think.
Very important. It's very important. It's key. It is key to a fighter. And that's why Garcia was making such a big deal about it, because he didn't, you know, Tank was like, you fight at 135. I'm not fighting you at your walk-around weight. Your walk-around weight is 150. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not doing that. One thing I realized, though, Treece, I didn't know Tank didn't have any belts anymore. I didn't know he didn't have any belts. Yeah.
He gave him up last fight when he didn't make the weigh-in, and they took the belt. So he was like, "Forget it. I don't want the. I ain't tripping off the belts. I want the money. Like he wants the money more than the belt. So he wasn't really tripping off the belt. He gave him up.
Yeah. Well, from what I saw Saturday night, he made a wise choice. Do you hear me?
Exactly.
Because It looked like he beat Garcia for boxing's decision to take his belt. Seriously. He came out there. And then, you know what, Treece, too? I noticed Davis wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention to Ford, his trainer, his manager. He kept looking outside of the ring, and I'm like, who is he looking at? Who is he looking at? Yes, Floyd. He was watching Floyd, and Floyd told him, through sign. He mimicked the punch that Davis threw that took Garcia out. That body shot, man.
Yeah.
And listen, if you did not see this fight, go and just YouTube the clip of the knockout.
Yeah.
When Gervonta Davis hit Garcia flush in that rib cage, his body rocked. His body.
Mm-hmm.
And I had said before he actually quit, went down on one knee, I said, that hurt. I know that hurt.
Yeah.
So when he actually went down, kind of expecting that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of expecting it because I was like, it's no way he took that punch flush to the body. And we saw Gervonta Davis, his display of power. You know, because
he
wasn't a way, way far away punt. He was up close. He was up close where Ryan Garcia couldn't duck at all. Couldn't protect himself, couldn't duck. And, man, his face, is like you said, Tree, the look on his face was like, no mas. I'm
exactly.
good. I'm good. Let's go
and then when he went down, but when he went down, before you go there real quick, when he went down, you can see Tank,
uh-huh.
like, telling him, like, get up. Like, you know, get up. Like, he was saying something to him. I don't know if that's what he was saying, get up. But I know he said something to the effect of get up. And when he noticed that he mm-hmm. wasn't getting up, he knew that it was over. It was over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Tank just turned around and walked to his corner, jumped up on the ropes, and began to celebrate. Let's take a call. Huckleberry, what's happening? How you feeling?
What's up, Kale's Corner? How's everybody this evening?
What's up, Huckleberry?
Nothing much. I'm just glad to be here with y'all.
I hate to
call.
I need an update. I need an update on Grandma. I need an update, sir.
Oh wow, man!
If you don't mind,
Grandma's in the hospital. She's doing better. So you know, it's just day to day right now. You know, just ask for everybody's prayers and everything, and you know, she's the center of everything for me. So.
Yeah.
You know, after God, that's her. You know, so
yes,
everybody just pray for her and everything. And I appreciate the prayers that everybody may have already sent up. Thank you so very much. You know, so it's just day to day right now, okay? You know, you know, that's all I can say right now.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Well, you got the prayers and then some, bro. You got the prayers and then some. Now. Did you see this fight, bro?
Yeah, I did. I watched it Sunday. I YouTubed it Sunday and watched it.
Okay.
And this is two things that I saw. I agree with everything that y'all said. First of all, and this is, I don't mean no disrespect to anybody, but it's always been a fact that, you know, Mexican fighters cannot take body shots. You know, it's been like that for years. And so if you get a guy that will punish them to the body, you know, because if you head hunting, they, you know, they'll fight you all day long. But different styles make fights. What I didn't like is, and I heard Sis say he was watching Mayweather. I'm looking at him, I'm like, he's fighting like Mayweather too, waiting for one shot. Not trying to get in and brawl with you, you know, just waiting to shoot that one shot, you know. And Garcia had to come inside because he let the first five rounds get away from him, you know.
Yeah.
So when he finally steps inside, and those body shots was an accumulation of shots since he knocked him down in that second round. And he hit him again, He couldn't take it. And Virgil Hill all over again, got hit with a body shot, and he was done.
I know that's right. You're
throwing
out some names, buddy. Virgil Hill.
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I was entertained. I was totally entertained. And not just with Davis and Garcia. The other fights on the card.
The whole card.
Were, yes, they were interesting as well. They was interesting as well. I feel personally that this match brought boxing back a little in my book, because it's been a while since I've watched a fight when Mayweather was in his prime. I rarely said, I wonder who he's going to fight next, you know, but when Tyson was in his prime, I would always ask, who's next? And I found myself asking that question, who is Mayweather going to fight next? You know, who going to be the next opponent? You know, and I can't wait. Go ahead, Trey.
I think for Tank, then I think the next opponent's probably be either Shakur Stevenson or Devin Haney. You got to be one of those two.
Mm-hmm. Devin Haney is a name that I've heard repeatedly. I've heard people saying it's going to be Devin Haney. And I've also heard people mention Shakur as well. But they're saying Haney has that edge. You know, he's ready for show. And I realized that Davis, he's fighting dudes that's going to bring their own crowd and that person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't fault him. A boxing career is just like a running back in the NFL.
Yes.
You're not expected to last long. You're not. So get what you can get while the getting is good. That's what I say to that.
That's one thing he learned from Mayweather. Like, fight people that got their own, you know, crowd, too, to bring to the table. Bring something to the table. Don't just let me be the one bringing everything to the table. Because if that's the case, you ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting paid hardly nothing if I got to fight you.
Right.
But this is what I don't believe, you know, right here.
I don't believe this fight
brought boxing back. I mean, these guys barely fought. I mean, I was looking at this going, man, how are they hurting each other? Because they barely throwing any punches. I mean, don't nobody rumble no more. They don't. They like pet, and get out. Yeah, you know, don't nobody Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran type fights. We don't see those no more. You know, ain't nobody throwing no punches.
Well, anyway, let me say this. If you to watch the full card, all of them, all of those fighters that you just named, they were there. They had star power going on. It was people that box and non-boxers in attendance as well. So when I say,
I saw them out there.
Right.
It was packed.
Right.
It was throwing on the fire.
Yes. Yes. And that is old school boxing to me. That's old. That's what boxing used to be. These guys say,
okay, but what about up in the ring, though, Kale? In the ring is what I'm talking about. I don't care if Mark Wahlberg is sitting out in the audience, you know, beside whoever. Yeah, I don't care about that. Up in the ring, I'm just saying, I didn't see the other four fights, and I'll admit that. So I'm gonna bow and be humble to what y'all are saying. But from what I saw your main event should not be robbed of its standings because the fights before that were much better. And if that was the case, then, because I didn't think the main event was that great of a fight. You know, it was technical, but I didn't think it was a greater fight.
He's a fool, 57. 57's fool. He came up in the era with all the great boxers, like Tyson. You know, like the great boxers, Sugar Ray. Lamont, he just named Sugar Ray, George Foreman, all those people. He came up with those people. And so now that those people, you know, they retired and gone, and nobody really replaced them, you might have to watch, instead of boxing 57, I'm just going to say, just watch you some UFC and some MMA. That's when you're going to get all your what you're looking for. That's what you're going
to I'm with you. I'm with you, sis, and I agree, because I'm beginning to get more familiar with those fighters, just like you just said, sis. And I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think
you're
100% correct.
My only gripe about MMA is, and this is just me. This is just me, y'all.
Okay.
My only gripe with MMA is I don't like the way that the women, man. It just don't seem like a sport, man. I'm serious, y'all. The women be there killing each other, man. And I'm like, I don't want to see women beating each other down like that.
But just don't watch the women ones, Kale. Just don't watch the women ones. I'm telling 57 to watch the men ones.
Yeah,
you know
I'll
what
watch
I mean?
Them all, like, sis.
I know.
Hey,
I know you will, 57.
Hey, look, sis, I'm
like,
how does she look like that after getting kicked in the face?
I love it. If you woman enough to get in that ring, you woman enough to get kicked in the face, punched in the stomach, foot stomp, head slam, choke, all that. Armbar, rear naked chokehold, all that. Just do it all.
Female boxing out there too now.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Brother Tank, what's up?
We have a black champion right now too. I think her name. I got to look her up, but she good. Knocked that big. I didn't mean to be racist, but knocked that big white girl out. I mean, knocked her out completely. And I'm talking about she was on the floor. She was gone. I ain't lying.
Come on, you crazy. Come on in here, Tank. What's up, Tank?
What's up, Tank?
Kale's calling the fact. Much love and respect. What's up, bro? Big bro. What's up, baby?
What's up, bro?
You know my
prayers.
What's up, bro? How you doing? I said, 57, you know my prayers and with you since day one, man. I love you and I love grandma. You already know that.
I know, bro. Love all y'all, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
And, man, y'all know I enjoyed that fight, man, because it was just what I expected to happen, man. You know what I'm saying? I knew he was going to get caught with that left, and like y'all said earlier, man, once he got caught with it, because like y'all also said, that him coming in at that same weight that he weighed in, it took a lot from him. And I know it did, but my man Tank was smart. And on another thing, when y'all were saying the next fight, it might be after, he might be fighting whoever, May 20th, you got Lomachenko fighting.
So
whoever went after that, I think that's who Tank gonna be fighting.
I forgot about him.
I think it's gonna be Haney. I really do.
Yeah, I do too, Tank.
Short though, man.
Yeah, he's a little thing.
Yeah. Haney had that same height on him like that too, because Haney got tall. He about the same height as Garcia. You know, yeah, he's a little short, powerful dude, man. He's a compact fighter, man. And 57, I understand what you're saying about the fights ain't like it used to be with the rumble in the jungle, and they're trying to knock each other out real fast, like Bernard Hopkins and all the rest of them guys, but always called rumbling. Not saying they don't need to rumble sometimes, but a lot of these guys, man, they boxing, man. They show you what they can do. Mm-hmm. That footwork and that handwork with their speed. And show you how that power when he hit that boy in his kidneys, man, he was done. You could see Tank going, ooh, like, I got you. He knew he had him, too.
Guiding.
Yeah. Guiding. Come on in here, Cap.
Cap.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up? What's happening, Cap?
What's up,
Cap?
Yes, sir.
You're good.
Yes, sir.
Prayers up. 57. Grandma.
Thank you, brother.
For sure, for sure. Absolutely. How's everybody doing? Y'all good? I'm good.
Yeah, everybody
good. The fight
good.
Was, I didn't see the actual fight, but I saw clips.
Right.
Oh, man.
I saw clips. Yeah, I saw clips, and I fell asleep, of course. I got a crazy schedule, so I fell asleep, but the game plan, I think, came up with, anybody in the boxing a little bit had to know. You had to know that he wasn't going to be trying to reach for Garcia's face with the height difference. He's going to get all in that body.
Yeah.
And you know, once you affect that body, it affects your oxygen. And the way Tank did, Lord, I felt that the fight was over, and I felt that. That left hand vote.
Exactly.
Good God, the most underrated punch in boxing to me is the hook, I'm telling you. That hook, man,
yeah.
That thing deadly is powerful. You get right on back in position.
Yeah.
Sure, sure, sure. And my thing was, why did Garcia, why he let Tank in there like that with that arm reach? Why would he even let him in?
Yeah.
He set himself up.
Yeah.
Don't look like he could see his arm
from
him anymore.
So can anybody
did they really bet their purses?
Did they really do that? Or did the manager say no? Because I just seen online the other day where they said yes. So I'm trying to figure it out.
That's what I was about to say. In classy fashion, Javonte Davis said no. That man got in the ring and fought. He gonna get the money that he's deserving. I'm not going to take that man's paycheck away from him. Yeah, I'm not going to take his money away. And I think that was fodder.
I think that was just fodder for the fans and stuff.
Exactly. Because
that was classy because I would have took all of that cash.
after that body shot, Garcia, whole tone changed. Everything. Changed all he was saying, and he all of a sudden now Tank's a great fighter, and you know he's
at the
man
end of the day we
respect.
Cool.
Yeah, all of that came out.
See, that's what boxing is about. That's the build up, and I think that's it. Like you say, that's respect. You know, you go in there. What else could he say after he just got hit like that? He ain't had to do nothing. He could do nothing but respect that man. You know, like you say, get knocked down, you lose, you get to live to see another fight. And that's simple as that.
Yeah.
You know what?
I will say this.
I'd be like, oh, nah, he's weak.
I have one question. Was Garcia's family not in attendance? Because they never showed his mom, his daughter, anyone. Were they not in attendance?
I thought they did show him.
No, I didn't see him.
I didn't pay attention to that part. I didn't pay attention to that part. I only seen his mom on Tank Davis' side. He said only his mom was coming. And I don't know.
But the family that was there with Garcia, you saw what Mayweather said when he got up in the ring after he was over with. Where y'all at now, Bernard? Where you at now, Oscar De La Hoya? They didn't even get up in the ring. They thought they was going to say
they
punished Tank. Yeah, they left.
No, they didn't leave. They just didn't ever get in the ring. They were sitting in the audience. They just never left. They just never got in the ring. That's who they was talking to them. Like, where y'all at now? What's going on? Come on up here. Like, come on up in here now.
Well, I was talking to Rob, my boxing aficionado, and he stated to me that De La Hoya and B-Hop left. Because you know, Treach, we hit, look, y'all, Treach and I almost got into it. Treach and I almost got into it. But I told her, you know what? Bye, Treach. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Because I was in my feelings because I'm like, why is B-Hop over there with Ryan Garcia? He should be in the corner of David. And I ain't trying to be racial or nothing, y'all, but I'm like, damn, man, support your brother, you know. But
he and Oscar are in they in the same business together. They in the same company together.
That's his man.
That's the money man. He had to roll with Oscar.
Yeah,
they in business together.
Double O Seven, what's up, y'all?
Double O, what up?
Okay.
I'm in with
his mom. Yeah, because he was here. Okay. Hey, mom.
Hey, we ain't talking to Nima. I ain't got nothing to say to her.
Uh-oh.
And y'all know why.
Yeah.
Why 57? I ain't gonna jump the gun. I don't want Kale to be mad at me. I'm gonna wait.
I got you.
Okay.
So let me tell y'all this before we get off the subject. Let me say this real quick because y'all know I have put it out there. The winner of the boxing match, whoever picked the right round, win a T-shirt. So I had to go back because I know, Kiel, I told you what I told you, but I just had to tell you something to get off the phone because I know you weren't gonna keep asking me. So I just told you anything. So that wasn't correct. So I do apologize, sir, for telling you a little fib. So then Rob said
that
the ninth round. Rob
that
said
is
the
so
ninth
blasphemous.
Round. I know. I love you, though. I swear I do. I love you so very much. Rob said the ninth round. 007 said the second round, and technically he did get knocked down in the second round. So I'm going to give second place to 007. 007 gets second place.
Be quiet, 57,
because you ain't need pick nothing. Tang and Lou said the sixth round. Daria said it's going to go the distance. Mom Betty said it's going to go the distance. And the winner of the match is Ted said the seventh round.
I know that's right.
So Ted is the winner. I make sure Ted and 007 get a shirt. 007, if you listening, I need to know what size shirt you wear, sir. Ted as well.
Man, you know what?
So
you should donate that T-shirt to somebody, 007. You didn't earn that T-shirt. That man just got knocked down in the second round. He didn't lose. Damn, Ted got to share his winnings with you. That ain't everybody get a T-shirt. Just like Little League Baseball now. Everybody get a trophy.
Everybody get a T-shirt.
Treach over there playing Oprah. Everybody
okay. So what y'all trying to do? The man got knocked down. We didn't say knocked out.
He said knocked down.
But he didn't lose. Right. He didn't lose until the seventh round. 007, I'm going to tell you, if you take that, that's worse than I think of something before the show over with.
Don't do that. I'm gonna say this. It was like the fight was over because Garcia's whole plan went out the window when he got knocked down in that second round. He wasn't throwing no more left hooks. He was just trying to jab his way through that fight. And Tank was like, nah, I planned on this, bro. I was ready for you to do this.
Yes, exactly.
Hey,
so that's
and,
how that
and,
goes.
And 57, I
hey,
disagree
look.
With you, man. I disagree with you.
I know you do, Kale. Just like Barbershop.
Fight.
You believe
man.
Anything Lewis say, don't you? Yeah, I know.
Who?
I know.
I believe what I say.
Nah, well, what
I believe what I
yeah, but look,
what
you
I
can't
saw,
say the fight was over with.
I believe what I saw and what I felt after the fight. I was ready.
You afraid of the conversation y'all going to have at 7:05 after we finish the podcast. That's what that is.
Boy, you know what? Somebody put that rabbit.
He baked
your
kid. Don't fall for it.
Don't
fall for
the uppy
duck kid.
You know
I'm going to shut up.
But
I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up.
Listen, that fight had me saying who's next. Who is Davis going to fight next, man? And it has been a long while since I've watched the fight and felt that way after it. Afterwards, Mayweather fight used to have me like, man, why did I waste my time with this? He danced around the ring. Yeah, Mayweather outboxed him, and I understood better what Tang is saying. These dudes nowadays, they're not going to brawl. So if we're expecting a brawl, don't even pay attention, seriously. Because these dudes nowadays, they just looking to box. They're trying to show their skill. And, hey, it made for a great fight. Like you said, 57, Styles made that fight. It truly did. It truly did. And the fact that Davis reinvented himself for that fight, I can't recall seeing Davis balled up like that, where he was playing defense and offense at the same time. At the same time. So it was great. It was great to me. It was great to me, and I can't wait until the next opponent. I'm telling you, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that.
Me too.
So, you know.
May 20 is going to be a good one, too. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Gonna be a good fight.
Lomachenko.
Yes, May 20th, yeah. Lomachenko and Haney. That's going to be a good fight.
Haney, yeah.
Yeah.
Who y'all
got?
All right.
That's what's up. I'm going to go with Haney, too. And I ain't going to say no round until May. All right. All right, y'all, that was a great conversation. 563-999-3782. Give my digits. Give us a call. Let somebody know, and we'll be right back. This for you, Tank. Tank. Thank you.
Oh, no, not fake Rocky.
Tank. That was for Tank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He came in that jump. He said, why is that
for me? That's your name too, Tank.
Hey, you been hanging with 57 too long. You been hanging with 57 too damn long. Yeah. But did anybody notice the music that Garcia came in on? Was that kind of wild to y'all? That music was
Yeah.
And I mean, not just the music, the words, the lyrics, but the composing in itself. I was like, why is he coming to like a march of death? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I really ain't with that. I really ain't with that. But anyway, all right, y'all, let's move on. The NBA playoffs are as follows. The Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler's amazing night. Amazing. 56 points, y'all. 56 points.
Yeah.
Miami leads Milwaukee 3-1. The Knicks, y'all, are ahead of Cleveland 3-1. Philly.
Yeah,
Philly has sent the Nets fishing. They done. They swept them 4-0. Boston is up 3-1 over Atlanta. Denver is up 3-1 over Minnesota. Phoenix is up 3-1 over the L.A. Clippers. Sacramento and Golden State are tied 2-2, and that was a hell of a game the other night. The Lakers are up 3-1 over Memphis. Besides Philly, I'm talking about Miami, Milwaukee. I'm talking about New York and Cleveland, Boston and Atlanta, Denver and Minnesota, Phoenix and the Clippers, and the Lakers and Memphis. This Sacramento Golden State game, it can go either way. This series can go either way, I feel. But out of those teams that I've named with this 3-1 positioning, which one do you guys think is done, is over with? Besides
Sacramento and Golden State is done.
You think Sacramento and Golden State, they tied 2-2.
Yes, they're done.
They 2-2.
They're done. Listen,
Win?
Fox broke his finger, man. It's over.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Fox broke his finger, man. That's over. They had a chance. They should have did something when he was up.
Wow. I can see why he broke his finger. He was shooting the lights out.
He still was dropping threes, so after he broke it. So hopefully he can toughen it up and get out there like Morant did, because they say it's the tip of his finger, something like that.
No, it's like in the middle part, like down in the base, finger. Yeah.
Mm. I actually think everybody that's down 3-1, I think they're done. I think the Grizzlies are done. I think Milwaukee, I think they're done. You know, you got to win 3 in a row, and you got to go back to Miami. I don't think they can handle that. And Morant's last night, I'm going to tell y'all something. This is my – once again, anybody out there, our 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 listeners, this is 57's comments. It's only a matter of time before Ja Morant comes out the closet. I'm letting y'all know that now. He wearing the colors in his hair. And everything. He jumping around, putting his booty in everybody's face. You know, night is why. Let me tell you something. They could have beat the Lakers last night, but he wanted to be the high-flying act. He wanted to make the highlight reel instead of being patient and getting everybody else involved in those last few minutes of the game. He always wanted to take everybody one-on-one. You know, and he blew that LeBron.
Right.
LeBron.
Annoying.
You ain't lying. 57.
I'm
going to
tell you, Tane.
They play better without him, though. For real. They play better without him.
Yes, they do. Bane is the man on that team. Bane is the man.
You're supposed to get that pass.
Yeah.
Bane just got on in that game. Bane been missing this whole thing. But he missed that pass, like you said, 57. They could have beat that game, but he tried to take it and do his own thing, and that's what messed him up.
That's what messed him up.
And Tane, you called it, brother. I have to give you credit. LeBron James is not done. He ain't done.
He's not going to be done until his son plays. I keep telling y'all that. He's not going to be done until his son hits the NBA.
That man was still running down people's blocks. I mean, running people down and blocking himself in that game last night. I mean, the night before, man. That man had 22-20 with 7 assists and 2 blocks, man. They had a block party going on. They had 11 blocks in that whole game, man.
Yeah, he did
LeBron
what Kobe did
Hachimura
when Kobe.
LeBron made Hachimura look stupid because he ran and got in front of, and they on the same team. He got in front of Hachimura and still blocked the shot when Hachimura was just standing right there. Like, what you doing? You going to let this
but
old
LeBron,
man run all the way down there, all the way back up here and contest the shot and be successful
yeah.
at contesting the shot?
We all know what
it looked more like he got out of LeBron's way to me.
We all know what they say. Leadership is best displayed. And we all know when Hachimura was with the Wizards, he would occasionally go MIA on you.
Yeah,
but
he was MIA that night. He was MIA.
Well.
Hey, man, that's where I agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, David, too.
And Hachimura didn't have a good game at all the other night, and they still beat that game. They weren't supposed to let them boys go into overtime, man. They weren't supposed to do that.
Nope.
Right.
LeBron
what I was about to say about Kobe and LeBron.
And said, I got you. That's what happened last night.
LeBron brought
something. I'm going to have to take over this game.
LeBron bringing something out of these guys that – I saw Kobe bring out the 4 guys he had on his team when he was a superstar. LeBron got everybody involved in the game last night. He did more than just score. Everybody's in. I know Archie Moore might have missed that one play, but Archie Moore is giving them a lot more than he gave us when he was here. That's because they don't need him to do what we needed him to do. You know,
exactly.
So that's one of the reasons why I say LeBron ain't done, because he just got everybody involved in the game last night. Everybody.
Well, I think,
you know, and
well,
he controlled
it. I agree with that, 57. I agree 100% with that. But it's LeBron. LeBron, to play with him is an honor. Like, you know what I mean? Like when Hachimura was on the Wizards team, it wasn't no LeBron on that team, even though Bill is like that. But Bill ain't nowhere near a LeBron. You know what I mean? So LeBron just being on a team with him is going to make you – want to play better. He ain't even got to say nothing to you or do nothing for you. Just being on a team with him is going to make you want to play better just because it's LeBron.
And you know what? I heard him say the other day.
Yeah.
I heard him say the other day. Go ahead, Kaya. I said it after you finish.
Nobody wants to be that guy that causes LeBron to lose. So that in itself, like you mentioned, Bradley Beal. Beal has been known to make mistakes and have mishaps and things of that nature, and that's what his teammates are used to. They know you make a mistake with LeBron, you're going to be on SportsCenter. You're going to be on ESPN, everything, and they're going to clown you. They're going to talk about you until you think yourself, man, do I belong playing this game? Seriously. So that in itself is motivation for a lot of guys. I know. I don't want to be remember when LeBron was at Cleveland and J.R. Smith, yes. You see how I came to her quick, y'all, when LeBron was at Cleveland and J.R. Smith made that bonehead play? Man, how long did he hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it now, years after. So, yeah, guys is like, no, won't be me. Won't be me at all. Go ahead, Tank.
Just piggybacking off of what you just said, that's what I was going to, because I heard them talking yesterday when the other day when they lost that first game, and they said everybody in the locker room heads was down and sad. And, this was Tristan Thompson that said it. He said everybody in the locker room knew they had let LeBron down, and they were sad. He said, but when LeBron walked in there, he said LeBron could tell how they was acting because well, nobody talking, everybody was just silent, heads was down. He said LeBron looked at all of them and said, hey, man, that's just one game. We got seven more games to play if we go to game seven. Get y'all heads up and let's play. He said he dapped everybody up, and he said right after that, he said everybody's spirit was back, brought right back in the locker room. They was all laughing and having fun. But that's just to show you the leadership that he grew to be. You know, he probably didn't have it at the beginning of his career, but he's showing you what he is now. He a leader, man.
Right.
As simple as that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Always have it. Always have it.
And we talk.
He realizing the power of the camera, which is along with his actions. And he still has to play. He still has to play alongside these guys. So he don't want to show them up. He don't want to show them up at all. Come on in here.
Until after the season when they lose.
Exactly, Cap.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy
you, sir. Hey, what's up, 007?
Hey, none. Sitting here chilling with Mom. You want to say hi, Mom?
Hello.
made a mistake by barking up the wrong tree of LeBron James, as we were saying on Thursday. Everything that was predicted on Thursday, so and plus more them winning the overtime yesterday, so that's double it. Y'all already talked about the fight already?
Yeah, we talked about the fight first.
Can I give a 30-second? I mean, y'all got the video I sent y'all, right?
Yeah.
From the okay. Yeah, the
hey,
thing
man,
is,
do whatever you
want
to do, 007, you get a T-shirt for losing.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Because a lot of people trying to say, that Garcia, basically backed off the fight. But based on the video I saw with Caliber, how he broke it down, when he hit him in his body, He jumped up in the air. He probably landed wrong, and he had another body shot or whatever, so he couldn't take it. It was too much going on in his head. Mind you, he went down in the second round. I thought he was going to be gone because I did predict the second round. I would like to point that out. But some say, get up, Craig.
And Craig got up.
And Craig got up.
Yeah. He hit him with that body shot in the seventh round where them enchiladas live. That's that boy couldn't take it.
Who said enchiladas, though?
Hey, but look, what was going to do? When you mentioned that last Thursday talk we had, y'all see how he walked out on him. They came to talk to him. Him and Ja walked out on him. That's what I was saying, about him. He ain't did nothing to be talking that much trash about poking the band, all that. You got to prove yourself, man. He ain't proved himself yet.
Yep.
He's talking that trash to the bar.
That dude walking around like a term right now.
What was he supposed to do? What was he supposed to say? You know what I mean? He should have waited until he tied it up and started talking. They didn't even ask him nothing.
He volunteered all that information. They didn't say nothing about LeBron.
If you poked the bear, you should have a shotgun somewhere. He ain't have no shots, no bullets last night.
Right.
You know, he out there messing with LeBron. He ain't doing a thing.
One thing, too. The way the media victimized that dude, man. The way the media
He victimized himself, man.
You put on your little fake voice with your little WrestleMania-looking outfit on, with your glasses on, and you talk like that. You're supposed to
hey.
Everything that's happening to you. See, that's what I keep saying about when I'm saying these guys are weak. Yeah, that's why I'm saying these guys weak like that. Because ain't no way the media can victimize me when I talk that much trash. He's supposed to keep on going.
Don't talk stuff to Larry Bird. Don't talk stuff to Kobe.
Don't talk stuff to LeBron. Should have been messing with it.
I said you're right, Tang, but you're right too, 57. But the boy Dylan don't even have game, bro. Why are you even talking? Why are you talking?
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
To me, Bane's
just
right.
Answer
yes.
that. Just answer.
Yeah, mediocre game.
So he wanted to chase clout. He was clout chasing.
Let me say this real quick. Draymond Green backs his up. Draymond Green is a different person from him. He'll stomp and kick you.
That's right.
At least he's consistent.
At least he's...
Draymond Green needs a trip to North Philly. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We know what Draymond Green's game is about.
You good?
Draymond Green's game is to distract you, disrupt your game, to defend your best player, and run that offense out there. Steph Curry's not running the offense. Draymond Green is. Steph Curry is a recipient of what Draymond Green is doing.
Okay, I go with that. He took himself out of the starting lineup the last game.
He was the sixth man on the bench. He took himself out of the starting lineup. He saw something that
That's right.
See.
But look, y'all, we completely glossed over that tag on 56 points from Jimmy Butler, man. That battle was on fire last night. Can I say this real quick
before we go to Jimmy Butler? I mean, we had to go back to – I just want to say what's on the screen. Gerald Spate said – Oscar said he received a lot of death threats. And Oscar said he was scared for his life. That's why he walked out. Him and what's the time? They walked out. They had received a lot of death threats, and they were scared for their life. They, quote, unquote, that's what they said, end quote. Yes.
That's terrible.
Wow. That shouldn't even be going on, man. I don't put nothing past what they're doing in this country.
I ain't mean to carry us all the way back to boxing, but Jimmy Butler.
That was a good fact. And I'm going to say this real quick about that. I hate when those type of comments come out because it makes it look like that's the type of nonsense that follows Tank. And I don't want that boy, you know, discredited and people saying, no, I don't want to fight him. Y'all remember De La Hoya and Bernard Hopkins received death threats. You know, I don't like that. But Ryan Garcia
said that he had a mole in his camp, too. He had a mole in his camp, and they was telling everybody, you know, tanking him everything that he was going to do and how he was going to do it. You know, and all that, and he hates that it was a mole in his camp because it was somebody that was real close to him, and you can never trust people nowadays. That's what he said.
I have a question for that.
That's a discredit to to Tank's trainers, man.
There
they
you go.
That
yeah.
man off of film and what they watch, what
yep.
they knew.
I said that too. Oh, that was a lie. All these are lies.
Yeah.
So should they be fired? Should they be fired just like the Patriots was fired, like the Spygate? Remember the Spygate? They fined them.
They proved that the Patriots was cheating. You and this ain't nobody proved that. That's just their word saying.
Yeah.
They just coming out saying that's like me telling a lie on you, and you can't prove I just told a lie on you until you catch me in a lie.
Can I say this? Boxers have been getting death threats against them ever since back in the 60s. Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, all the way up, they've been getting death threats against them. So that ain't nothing new. So they don't let them – I don't want nobody to sit out there like, oh, we got death threats against us. Okay, you're in the game. That's the game you in. That your game is controlled by the mafia. No matter how much money you get, your game is still controlled by the mafia. So death threats have been a part of that ever since back in the day. So, you know, maybe whatever. But you out there in the game, you know what the deal is. And Bernard Hopkins and Della Hoyer.
But how you supposed to feel when the options in your huddle?
Well, then you got to, you got to loot out who that bad person is, and then you got to cut them off at
the
neck.
You choose the people in your corner. Yeah.
Yeah,
you choose the people
in your
corner, bro.
You pick them.
That's right.
And then in this day and age, you don't need a spy. All you gotta do is YouTube him. You'll see everything he's done. You'll pick up on every habit that he has. So what do you need a spy for?
But they kept saying it.
And I learned this right here.
When he throw his punch, he drop his hand. He do that all the time.
Yep.
Like, if you don't want nobody to know that you do that, stop doing it.
Stop doing what
they think you're going to do. Don't do it.
Don't do
the things that they think you're going to do. That's all.
Thank you. Just stop doing it, bro.
Yeah.
Simple
stop doing it.
But everybody got a spy. You got a spy in your training camp, watching you going back, telling what they saw. You know, boxers know that. Stop doing it. You know where they if you drop your right and they clock you every time, stop dropping it. How much scientific is that?
Exactly.
Well,
I
feel sorry for the mold in the camp because he ain't going to have
no
job.
One thing you're going to see is everybody that was with him this time going to be with him next time. Okay?
Exactly.
So that's how you're going to know who the mold is. That's how you're going to know who the mold is.
But just in case, we know what happened to Smith.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get
Sidney. Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Like you said, we were talking about the mob. Look where the fight was at. It was in Vegas. They'd have dropped you in that desert somewhere.
What
happened
in Vegas?
Real quick. And one thing for certain, boxing knows how to get rid of problems. Trust me.
What? Say it again, bro. Say it again.
Boxing knows how to get rid of problems. Trust me.
They will dispose of a baby in a heartbeat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do? Okay. Yeah, we got you. We got you on that. So, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't believe that. And it's sad because that's loser talk to me. And Garcia, this fight has been classy from the time that you guys signed and agreed until the knockout.
Mm-hmm.
They say he caught me with a punch that I wasn't expecting. All that mold stuff, come on, man. Leave that alone. But again, I gotta bring it up, y'all. Jimmy Butler scored 56 points.
Jimmy Bucket.
Oh my!
Hey,
oh my!
But guess what? He wanted to do that again for them to win. He's going to have to do that again before them to win, because when you look at it, he scored 56, and the high score next to him was 15 points. So you know how these next three games are going to be. If that coach, if that coach smart like you think he is, they're going to make sure they double-team Jimmy Butler and get their ball out of his hand. Somebody else going to have to score 56.
Well,
I know. Hero out, so I don't know who they're going to get for the second person.
Because Lowry, yes, it will not be Lowry, and it definitely won't be Bam out of Bayou. Seriously. I'm like, dude,
he's
going to
get both 15.
You're wasting 6 feet, 10 inches, man. Seriously.
Well, let me tell you the worst disturbing thing I saw last night during the game. And this is what I believe. If Miami don't get them out in six, a game seven in Milwaukee, they won't win it. But the most disturbing thing I saw last night was Giannis bent over with that guy with that machine thing, massaging him on his butt. I was like, no, stop it. The whole world watching.
He fell right there. That's where he fell at. He had to get the massage right there. That's where he fell on his tailbone.
They should have had the blue pin up for that right there.
Boy, you are crazy.
Oh, my
God. It takes 57 to see that, y'all. It takes 57.
Oh, hold on. Just because I'm willing to speak on it don't mean I'm the only one that saw it.
No, I saw it.
Yeah, come on
now. I saw it.
Well, maybe that's when I stepped off. Then. Maybe that's when I went
Cody
to the bathroom or something.
You and Cap stepped off at that time, huh?
One thing about Miami, they got to get Cody Zeller. They got to get Cody Zeller to step up, the big white boy.
Right.
They got to, because Bam out of Bayou, I mean, who else you gonna put in? Every time he go out, they go small. Like that's Cody Zeller right there. He's 7 feet tall, 6 feet. Come on, activate this man.
That kills me about these coaches. That kills me about these coaches, man.
I'm sorry.
Use your players, man. Use your players.
Why are you shorting the lineup up?
You know, come on, man. Use who you got. All right, y'all. Great conversation. 563-999-3782. When we come back, let's do Aaron Rodgers first. All right? Let's do Aaron Rodgers first. When we come back.
Let me talk to you. Let me have a word with you. If you're doing something else, I hope I'm not disturbing you. And if I am, so what? Stop it. Me and Jeff are about to go rock this. We're musical, magical, radicals. No small letters and our names only capitals. It's unbelievable, inconceivable that we'll ever be defeated. Impossible. We're a brand new group, but so what, man? We still got hundreds of thousands of fans. I'm a prince, and this is my crew. Designed it with all you're wrong. It's new. It's out of the ordinary. It's out of the extraordinary. So you're much as commentary. I'm literary. Genius. And a superior being creator. Let's come together. And we made a musical composition, which we think is a remedy to cure all the dance floors and MC. You wanna dance? We got what you want. Jazzy, Jazzy, friends, Prince, busting out the brand new funk, the brand new funk.
Right, the brand new funk. Oh my goodness, I used to love that song. Brett Favre has finally been traded, guys. Brett Favre has finally been traded. And the Jets I said Brett Favre. Treese, why you let me say Brett Favre? Aaron Rodgers has finally been traded.
You mean Aaron Rodgers has been traded to the Jets?
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said Brett Favre.
Aaron Rodgers has been traded to the Jets along with a swap, the number 15 pick and the number 170. Green Bay gets the number 13 in the swap, the number 42, the number 27, and a conditional 2024 first round pick.
I think
the Jets got hosed, and I'm gonna tell you why. I don't see Aaron Rodgers continuing to play. He's not going to be another Tom Brady. He's not. So to give all of that up for one, possibly two seasons, is just, I don't think that was a wise decision to make that move like that. But that's just me. That's just me. And I'm asking, I know the Jets received a lot of receivers from Green Bay to come and play with Aaron Rodgers, but is your team complete? You build your team through the draft. You don't build your team through free agency. Free agency is just, oh, we need this, yeah, we need that, let's get this or let's get that. These dudes have given up almost their whole draft for this year. And it's like, why did y'all do that? I'm like, why would y'all do that? Why would you give up so much? And now,
right,
I'm speaking as a Washington fan. For those of us who remember the RG3 debacle, we gave up 6 picks for this man. And football players get injured. Football players, especially old players, change their minds about what they want to do all the time. So, to me, the Jets received the short end of the stick. Go ahead, Tree. What do you think?
Okay. Before I say what I think, I'm going to say what Gerald thinks. Gerald says it's not going to make a difference. Aaron Rodgers is done. And I mean done. That's why he wants that big money on his way out of here. I don't think he's done, because he did play like an MVP almost last year. Like he did okay. Like he wasn't no bum. You know what I mean? Like even though he's old, he didn't play like he was old. He was on a team, I think, that really gave up, that was sick of him. Basically, they was just sick of him. So they wasn't really doing a lot for him. So I think that the Jets are the winners in this whole thing, because they get Aaron Rodgers like on his way out. I can say, because I think he got maybe one or two more years in the league, but the Jets have a good roster. Like, they have a good roster. Like, I see them making the playoffs. I don't know about going to the Super Bowl. I don't know about all that. But I do see them going to the playoffs this year if they don't get knocked out by somebody else, because the division is so weak. So I do see them going to the playoffs. So I don't I'm kind of on the Jets side. Like, they did give up a lot to get him. You know what I mean? And they gave him a lot of money. So they're going to be stuck for at least 2 years. They're not going to be able to do a whole lot. So I'm going to err on the side of caution and say the Jets are in a great place right now. Not saying that Green Bay isn't in a good place. I just think that Aaron Rodgers, being as though he bring a lot of wisdom. He's a veteran. He know how to, you know, he know. So I think that the Jets make out okay with Aaron Rodgers. That's what I think.
Okay.
The Jets only needed a good quarterback, and I think Aaron Rodgers is that.
Yeah.
And they don't need him there. It's like Peyton Manning going to the Denver Broncos in his last 2 years. They're not expecting him to come there and be there for 4 or 5 years and they build a dynasty behind him. They just need him to come in there and plug that hole at quarterback, and maybe in the next 2 years they'll get to a championship game. But we're about to see something that most of us haven't seen before, and that's a winning team in New York City other than the Giants as far as football goes. I'm with this. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is washed up. I don't think that the Jets got holes and everything because I don't think they're looking for him to come in there and build a dynasty. They just want him to come in there and fill a gap until they can groom a good quarterback to take his place. And I think I think Aaron Rodgers is ready to do that in New York. I think he was tired of Green Bay, just like Green Bay was tired of him.
I agree with the
let's hope they don't falter last three games like Brett Favre did when he was with the Jets.
Well, you know, they're two different people, bro. You know, Brett Favre, I never thought Brett Favre was that great a quarterback. A lot of times when he brought them back, it was because he put them in the hole in the first place, you know? So he was a gunslinger, but he wasn't.
Because I agree on everybody's point of view, for real, because like Big Bruh say, you know what I'm saying, just being there for 1 year, but then when you look at what Lady T and 57 was saying, I agree with y'all on that too, because they don't need Aaron Rodgers to be the Aaron Rodgers he was 4 years ago. They just need him to be consistent. That's why he wanted to make sure he had some receivers over there with him. And like y'all say, with the offense that they already had and the defense that they already had, I mean, like you say, you got to think about it. And I heard them saying this today. Man, they haven't had a quarterback to throw over 4,000 yards since Joe Namath. So, you know, they need a spark over there, man. Yeah, that's not good at all. He would have did something because of who he was. So I agree with both sides with everybody saying. I think that they gave up too much, though, but what I think they hanging their head on is, like, we're going to go to the – they trying to get to the AFC championship. And plus, I believe Aaron Rodgers will be a great mentor for whatever quarterback that's in there with them. So he can learn, so he can plug them in, like 57 said, in the next 2 years, and they can stay relevant, man.
Don't forget, Brett Favre has stated, I'm not no mentor. I'm not here to teach nobody anything.
But see, that's Brett Favre. But I don't think he was selfish. He didn't want to be up with Aaron Rodgers. Once he get over there, I think he was having that same attitude in Green Bay because it was dealt to him. But being with a whole new organization, and they gonna feel love around with everybody, and they gonna always just be about him. I don't think he's gonna turn out to be like what Brett Favre was. I just don't think so. Now, if he do, I'm gonna be like, Big Bro, you right? That fool did the same thing Brett Favre did.
But look at the division he with the Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Jets. Look at that division. The Patriots is done. They got Mac Jones. Come on now. And the Dolphins, I don't know who their quarterback going to be. And Josh Allen, he can't get over the hump. So he going to dominate the division.
He might.
I think that division right there is going to be up and down. Somebody's going to be on top. It's going to keep flip-flopping the whole year. I think they're going to have like the same division that Kansas City and Cincinnati. I just think the AFC, and especially the AFC East and West, are going to be the teams to look out for this year. That's just my personal feelings about it.
Okay.
I mean, I agree. The immediate division that he's in with those four teams, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, like, who's going to beat him? Like, for real. Who's
going to
be the Bills?
Like you said, that's the only people I think he really got to worry about. Because, like you said,
the Bills.
I don't know if Tua's going to be there the whole game, man. You know how many times we
All I'm going to say is this. If Tua stays healthy, do not underestimate the Miami Dolphins.
I agree.
If Tua stays healthy.
Like big man for the 76ers, because when he falls, he slams himself back like a fish coming out the water. That's why he got to learn how to fall. And it's I just don't see him making it for all 16, 17 games, man. Not the way he kept going out last year, what he was going through.
Well, hey, bro, it's the difference in falling and being thrown to the ground.
When I think of Tonga Valoa, I remember that play where he was on the ground and his hands were in the crippled position. And I'm with everybody. Not to be funny at all. I mean, bro was laying there like Mr. Krabs, for real. And I was like, hey, they going to bring him. When they brought him back, I was like, are they sure? Are they sure he ready to come back already? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm with you on that.
That coach should have been fired.
Yeah. But when you look at that division, the Bills are the only team that may have something to say about the Jets. Outside of the Bills, I'm with Trees. The Patriots, nah. I ain't gonna say they're done, but they're not the Patriots that we've all grown accustomed to. They're not.
Exactly.
I'm gonna respectfully disagree with y'all today.
Okay. You have that right.
And I'm gonna say this about the Patriots. You know Belichick and them, you know they don't wanna be, they already known for having the worst quarterback in that division. Don't be surprised if they try to make a strong push for Cap, man.
Lamar.
Because he's not good enough yet. Yeah, don't be surprised if they don't try to make a strong push for Lamar now.
Yeah.
Well, do they get the money?
And,
I don't think they
had
the money for
him. Man, Kraft got all the money.
The NFL will find a way to support that. Trust. They'll find a way to support that.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime
they ain't going to nix that trade.
They definitely ain't going to nix that trade, 57.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep.
I wish we was going for him, but okay. Sam Donald.
Oh, y'all don't need to steal nobody else, okay? go to bed at night after watching the game. Y'all are stealing players.
We want him.
It was not time to go to sleep.
Yep. I'm surprised y'all ain't got Lamar Jackson yet.
Me too. Yeah. Come on. Lynch, get him.
That's too much money for him too. All the owners and general managers, they in there, they colluding together. They don't want to call it collusion, but that's what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. So we'll
said the Giants is the team to watch out for this year.
Well, the Giants better take care of Saquon Barkley. Well, I ain't watching anything.
Y'all ain't going to get Robinson.
That's who we're trying to get. If we don't get him, hey, look, I ain't going to say what might happen, but that's who we're trying to get. We got to worry about Philly. Hey, Big Bro, we got to worry about Philly because they trying to say something to Big Derrick Henry over there now, man.
Yeah, I know,
sir.
I saw that.
That'll be a hell of a move, champ.
Alright, y'all. You know what? I ain't even giving the call number. We just gonna do it like this.
theme song to a scary movie. We need to get a warning first.
You could have played the Philly theme song for Tank again, man. I would have never heard that.
Yeah, I know. That's all right. The Washington football team have 8 picks. The Washington football team has 8 picks. They start
Who is the Washington football team? They're in the league?
Right.
My team. The Washington football team.
Who is that?
Exactly. You just worry about who you trying to fire from your team, sir. You know what I mean?
That's not getting angry.
Number six. Okay. Hey, listen. I let you talk about Berg. You know, let me talk about my Washington football team. Thank you.
Okay,
with the number 16 pick. With the number 16 pick. Donnell Wright from Tennessee, offensive tackle, 6'5", 330 pounds. The number 47 pick, Steve Avila, TCU, offensive guard and center, 6'4", 332 pounds. With the number 97th pick in the third round, Tyreek Stevenson from Miami, a cornerback. 6 feet, 198 pounds. The number fourth round, number 118th pick, Trey Palmer from Nebraska, wide receiver, 6 feet, 192 pounds. In the fifth round, with the 150th pick, Mark Mapp from Sacramento State, linebacker and strong safety. 6'3", 210 pounds. In the sixth round with the 192nd pick, Eric Gray, Oklahoma, running back, 5'9", 226 pounds. In the sixth round with the number 215 pick, Tyson Bagnett from the Shepherd Rams. Don't ask me. I didn't even know there was a school named Shepherd. But anyway, he's a quarterback, 6'3", 213 pounds. And their final pick, seventh round, 233, Aubrey Miller Jr., Jackson State linebacker, 6'2", 225 pounds. I'm going to say this. If my team follows this mark, and pick these players if they are available, I'm with it. I'm with it totally. The linebackers definitely need linebackers to pick up a quarterback, a young guy that we can train to the enemy's system. I'm with it. A running back, great. I love the offensive line position. The offensive guard and the center from TCU. You know, I am really happy with what I'm seeing if things go this way exactly. Lady T, I know you want some trash. You got some trash to talk.
I don't have nothing to say because I think all of those are great picks. Really, I do. Only thing I'm going to say is Chase got to stay healthy because he's hurt right now. So, I don't know how he's going to fit in with the new draft picks and the older, you know, players that's already there. So, he just got to stay healthy or y'all going to get rid of him. Or I don't know what y'all going to do with Chase. But the picks that you just named, I'm really good with those picks. Because they all seem like they will fit in, especially the guy from TCU. I think they all will fit in with Washington. I'm good. Like, I don't have nothing negative to say. I think those are great picks, actually.
Okay. 57.
All I'm gonna say is I see y'all. No. All I say is I'm gonna be honest.
I have no problem with y'all pick
culture.
Oh, it's 257s on this bad boy.
I'm sorry.
My bad,
I'm sorry.
I ain't know he said your name. I had left out. My bad.
No, go ahead, Tank. I'm messing with you, man. Go ahead.
All I wanted to say is what I said. I just see y'all being a whole different culture. I seen it changing in the last 2 years about how y'all was drafting y'all players. And you know, and now y'all, and then giving them guys that money that y'all supposed to give that money to, I just see y'all doing everything the right way. That's all I can say.
This is why I do not talk tame about watching the football team. I want this brother to come with all negativity, and he comes with it. Thank you, Tame. Thank you, bro. Come on, 57.
Well,
Bengals over there.
Well, I'm going to repeat everything everybody else just said. You know, I'm take Tane's lead. You know, I agree with everything everybody said so far.
He gets on my nerves.
And everything, you know. I agree with the picks and everything. I think y'all, I mean, hell, Kel, what you want me to say, bro? Y'all can't have a worse season than the one you've had the last 5-6 years. So, I mean, what do you want me to do? I mean, I can't badmouth you. I want you to do good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gerald says, Chase is faking it so he can come play for the Giants.
Bye. He can go.
He says
bye.
You don't mean that.
Well, he's been in the last 2 years. He ain't been there, so
exactly.
Ain't missing him.
Exactly. And my defense was still outstanding.
It's still outstanding.
You know what, Big Bro? They might have to hold on to Chase because I heard about the guy that have been suspended for years or indefinitely. And he was the one that came in when Chase was out. So I think only reason why I'm going to say y'all going to hold on to Chase, that's if he show up and play. And if he come out there and do the same thing and get hurt again, then I believe that that's if your option not going to be picked up, none of that's going to happen. But y'all need him right now. At first, y'all didn't need him. Huh?
He hurt right now.
Did you say Lady T?
He hurt right now.
What you mean he hurt right now? What happened? Hi.
No, he's not hurt right now, Trey.
Gerald is reporting that Chase is still hurt. They're saying he's still hurt.
But he must have hurt himself in the last 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, because he was available. Yeah, he was available at the end of the year, remember?
Yeah.
So he must have hurt. And I'm not going to say he's not, but if he is hurt, it's something that recently happened. It's something that recently happened, and trust, D.C. News would be all over it. Trust me.
Exactly.
With all the positivity that we've had around Washington this offseason, they waiting for something negative to come out. And I haven't heard that Chase Young is injured again. I haven't.
Hey, Big Bro, let me tell you something, man. That's his cousin. He's trying to get him over there with that New York Giants. Chill out, cuz.
Yes, he is.
Something out there.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Boy, don't be having my co-host false reporting, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You got treats out there putting that fugazi out here. We don't want no fugazi. We want the real. What I say in the beginning.
He said he's not 100%. He said, don't make me call in. He is not 100%.
Okay. All I got to say is Kel's Corner. We're keeping it real is our only real. That's all I'm saying.
Keeping it real is our only real, Gerald. That's how we go.
Yeah.
We only report the real, sir.
And without Chase Young, I still saw a good defense for the past 2 seasons. So, hey.
Yeah.
I'm one of the ones of the mindset of dangling them out there. See if we can get some more draft picks. Why not?
I know that's right.
Why not?
Let him go.
Hey. Yeah, I know he's
okay,
a hometown product, and I love the hometown product, but your best ability is availability.
It's availability. Yes, sir.
And I'm not saying when...
Yeah, I know what time it is. Our best ability is availability. Y'all heard it first right here on Kale's Corner, okay? But I stopped just a tad bit early, y'all, because I wanted to send out a shout out to Grandma. I need all prayer warriors, you guys, because Grandma is back in the hospital. I don't know if everybody knows. She's back in the hospital, and she's doing okay. She's doing okay, but we want her to be amazing. We need her to be amazing, you guys. We need her. I'm going to keep saying it. We need her to be amazing, you guys. And we have other sick and shut-in people, like Big Boy is recovering, Steve is recovering, Uncle Shorty is recovering. So we need our prayer warriors to put all of these names and some that I didn't name. You know who they are, like Ted and Sheila. You guys, please and thank you from Kale's Corner, from our house to your house. We need all of our prayer warriors, you guys. I can't stress that enough. Grandma is a part of the family. She keeps 57 straight. We need her, okay? We need her.
Yes.
And on that note, you guys, I need, is Cap still here?
No.
007 still here?
Nope.
Come on, Tang, give us the last word.
Yeah, I was about to say Tang still here.
Yeah. Come on, Tang, give us the last word.
Hey, I'm glad today's Tuesday because I know I'm going to talk to all of y'all again on Thursday. Everybody be safe out there. Pay attention. Much love and respect to you all and all y'all know. Most High to that man upstairs. And them prayers going to go out.
All right. Thank you, Tang, for that. Thank you. Mom Betty says, God bless you, 57, and she's got you in her prayers. And on that note, you guys, DMV Kill. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can go ahead, 57.
No. I'm fine. I'm good. Go ahead, sis.
Okay. DMV Kill and ladies, Mama, would like to thank everyone. Huh? We'd like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Thanks for all your support with these shirts and popcorn and everything else in your prayers. Grandma, we love you. We love you. We love you. Kale, you have the last word.
Hey, Grandma, I'm with you in prayer. 57, bruh, I'm with you in prayer. Seriously.
Thank you.
Like I always say, if you love them, they should already know, y'all. They should already know. You guys be sure to come back Thursday. We're talking about another team represented here Thursday. So... You guys enjoy your Wednesday.
The best team.
If you love them, let them know. They should already know, but make sure you let them know. Some days, Joe, people just need to know. You know what I mean? And with that being said, we'll catch all y'all Thursday, 5 o'clock. Let's watch this basketball tonight and see what's what, and let's see how everything shakes out. All right? Y'all have a great one.
To me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my ta, 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 ta. Join me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You see me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work. Da, 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 da. When you walk out, da, 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 da. Before the table turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here.
Yeah, okay. You need to get done, 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 done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me, oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It set me up in work, 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 work. It see me do my da, 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 da. So me put it work, 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 work. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cash from my turn, 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 turn.